It's the Fish Tank with Michael Fisher on Sports Radio The Ticket.
Oh, we forgot to explain the fan tank, Chris Lewis.
Well, yeah, that's 208-424-9300 on the commercial.
When I get too crazy, the fans will rein me in. They can bring in their crazy opinions.
Okay.
And we'll all give our thoughts on it. So if you want to participate in the fan tank, like Chris said, 208-424-9300, let us know. But we'll start. Yesterday it was announced Serena Williams, she's pregnant, will be out until September 2017 and will miss all the last three Grand Slam events. And Tiger Woods, his fourth back surgery, he will be out 6 months. He will miss all the Masters champion, the Masters and the other events. Now, Serena Williams needs two more Grand Slam wins to set the record all time. She has the open era record, but the amateur era record is 24. She is at 23. So, we'll start with Chris since he knows what he's doing. Sink or swim, Chris. Serena Williams will win the two Grand Slam events she needs to set the record before Tiger Woods finishes any event in the top five. He has not finished in the top five since 2013.
I think you're starting Bob off with an easy one. I really do. You got to swim this. It's Tiger Woods isn't going to golf anymore, right? Like, we can't expect him to really ever finish a round of golf anymore. Forget finishing in the top five. I don't even think he could, like, go out there for 4 days in a row, 18 holes each of those days, and be able to finish the event. I just don't see that anymore. So, Serena Williams, she won while she was pregnant. So, why do I think that she's going to fall off? Maybe being a mom is a little bit difficult, but you know what? The baby could be out there on the course. She could be holding the baby in one hand and the tennis racket with the other hand, and I'd still pick Serena Williams.
All right, Bob, seek your swim.
One question. We're not talking about some peewee golf putt-putt that he might enter and might finish
as long
in the
as
top
the but it's the
PGA. A PGA event.
Yeah, but as long as
I don't,
the PGA
I don't care if it's a major. A PGA event.
PGA event, top
the
five.
The only way that I will not agree with you is if Serena says, you know what, I'm done, I'm not playing, I want to be a mom. If Serena comes back, Serena's going to get those two and get more than that. Serena all the way.
Wait.
Swim.
There we go. That's what I like to hear. All right, now let's go to baseball. Bob, we'll stick at Bob's wheelhouse. Maybe give me another swim. Cubs and Indians were in the World Series last year. I believe they're a very popular pick to make it back and repeat this year. Both teams are 8-7. However, Indians are in a much better spot right now to make the World Series. One, Cubs are much less dominant. Last year, after April 20th, they were 11-4 with a run differential of plus 45. This year, their run differential is plus 6. Their leading batter is Jason Hayward, which is always bad news for you, Jason Hayward, a defensive star. Chris Bryant, by the way, hitting 230. The Indians, on the other hand, their run differential, it is plus 3. However, they have two guys hitting over 300. Michael Brantley is back hitting 286, and the bullpen is the same. The Cubs, they lost Aroldis Chapman. So, Bob, sink or swim, Indians right now in a better spot to make a repeat appearance.
Did you hear my picks for the World Series?
I think I overheard them. I believe it was Indians-Cubs,
all the way. I said Indians all the way, Indians winning. I'm going to swim with this. The Indians are the better team. Back the Indians this year are going to win the World Series.
Hey, I take back-to-back swims. All right, Chris Lewis. Pressure's on. Sink or
swim. I don't know how to handle this.
The Indians are in a better spot to make a repeat appearance in the World Series than the Cubs are so far this year.
I mean, we've had all swims so far. Three in a row.
Yeah. Well, you're probably going to bring up.
Let's show Bob what this game is really all about. I'm sinking this. Now, I know the Indians, they're really talented, and they had an injured team that basically made the World Series last year. That wasn't the Indians at full strength. But I think there's something to be said for Joe Maddon, Theo Epstein, the whole system that they have there in Chicago. They still have that talent. They're still the most talented team. They had a young squad last year. It might be even better. It's early in the season and it's baseball. I'm not going to say anybody's record at this point, unless it's like 0-something, really
unless
puts them
the
at
Toronto
a spot.
Blue Jays.
Yeah, they really hurt themselves. But I even think they have the talent to turn it around with a good month. Again, what is today? April 21st.
Yep.
The season started, what, April 3rd?
About 15 games ago.
Yeah, nobody's in a position. So I'm going to stick to what I thought at the beginning of the year. The Cubs are still the most talented team in baseball, and I'll still bet on the talent.
At least you finally showed Bob what this is really about, which is just calling me wrong.
That's exactly the game.
All right, and we'll end the fish tank. We'll go to the NBA. Paul George and his Indiana Pacers now down 3-0 after last night's epic collapse. Biggest blown lead in the NBA playoffs, 26 points. Paul George, game one, called out his teammates for not letting him take the last shot. Game two, called out Lance Stephenson needs to control his emotions. His contract has 2 years left, though the last one's a player option. I highly believe he'll opt out of that, so this will not include that. He has one more year under team control, and I believe Paul George will not finish out his contract, meaning he will not finish the 2018 NBA season on the Pacers. He doesn't want to be there. He's already said he wants to play for a winner. They're the 18th overall pick in the draft. Yes, it's a loaded draft, but you're not going to get talent at 18. They're going to have to eventually blow this up if they want to compete with LeBron. So, sink or swim, Chris Lewis, Paul George will not finish the 2018 season under contract for the Indiana Pacers.
You laid out a good case. It's a wrong case, though. Sinking once more. Two sinks in here. Now, two words for you to describe why this will be a sink. Carmelo Anthony. Now, Carmelo Anthony was the worst-kept secret in the world that he wanted to be a New York Knick after his contract was up with the Denver Nuggets. However, the Knicks traded for him anyway because Carmelo forced a stink, and the Knicks said, all right, instead of waiting for this offseason when we'll probably be able to sign you anyway, let's just get you here early and give up three key pieces of our roster. Guess what? They really haven't been able to replenish that roster completely since. It's the worst-kept secret in the NBA right now that Paul George wants to be on the Lakers. You said he wants to play for a winner. Lakers aren't a winner, but that's where he wants to go. He's from the area, idolized Kobe Bryant. So if you know that he wants to play for the Lakers, why would you trade for him with 1 year left? Do you want to rent Paul George? Would you give up a lot to rent him for a year? I don't think so. If you're the Lakers, why would you trade for him if you think you can get him this offseason without having to give up any of your young pieces? So because of the secrets out that he wants to be in L.A., I don't think he's going to be traded. I think he's going to finish out his contract and then probably go to the Lakers in 2018, that offseason.
All right, Bob. Sink or swim, Paul George will not finish the 2018 season under contract for the Indiana Pacers.
I think I'm going to swim with that.
Oh, three
swims. I'm going to go three swims in a row. I think somebody's going to give him 50 cents on the dollar. They'll take 50 cents on the dollar, and somebody will rent him for a year. Maybe the Lakers are stupid, and they'll pull a Knicks, but I don't know. He just, to me, is worn out as welcome. I think the cancer is spreading, and I think the Pacers will dump him next year. I don't think he'll be with the Pacers next season.
Now, there's one thing that changes the game with this. If he's named All-NBA, he's all of a sudden eligible for like $70 more million because of the new thing that they put into the CBA. If you're voted All-NBA 2 out of 3 years, which he was voted All-NBA a couple of years ago, not last year when he got the injury, if he is named All-NBA again, there's a contract that only the Pacers can pay him, the team that you got it, an extra $70 million. It's put in there so guys like Durant don't leave at least as freely as before. You'd have to give up a lot of money to do it. That $70 million talks. So if he's named All-NBA this year, which there's an outside chance, or next year in 2018 he could be named All-NBA, that's an extra $70 million with the Pacers. That might convince him to stay.
But do you want? I don't know. Are the Pacers going to sign a guy who calls out his teammates?
I mean,
wants to be the last shot.
LeBron does this.
Do they have to give him the $70 million, or can they give him the $70 million?
Well, they can, and they'll have to. I'll see you out the
can
door.
I trade somebody if I give him the $70 million?
No, there's actually a clause in there. You cannot trade him for a year. For a full season, you can't. Like DeMarcus Cousins could be an example of that, too. He was before he got traded to the Pelicans. That the Kings, one of the reasons they might have traded him is because if they gave him that extension, which he was eligible for, they would have to not trade him for a year, and they didn't want to have a situation where they couldn't trade Cousins if they wanted to.
I don't know. I just think he's a cancer. I think they'll dump him.
There you go. That's all we got in the fish tank. Three swims. I'm going to have that the best weekend, I think, ever.
I think you set it up, figuring what you thought I might say, and then go with three swims.
Has
anybody ever swam three times with you, ever?
Maybe once.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever done that.
I think Chris may have been delusional. He had an overnighter. The Broncos played really late. He did Bronco game day. He was on 4 hours of sleep. He didn't know what he was saying. Maybe been the only time.
Yeah.
Did you think you were going to get three out
I didn't.
Of me?
I thought you would go against me on the Cubs. I thought
really?
You would think the Cubs were in a better spot. But
no, I think it's the Indians' year. I think it is. That was the easiest one. Well, no, the Serena one was the easiest.
That was a setup. That was just a confidence builder.
I like yours. Have the baby out on the court. That'd be a handicap. I don't know
who's going to beat her. There's a baby on the court. Serena's holding it. Who are you picking on the other? You picking somebody else on the other side of the net? I'm not.